From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
Wow, check it out, kids. We made it. It's Friday night, and I'm regal as fuck tonight. Because why? Because we're drinking martinis tonight. We're so fucking regal tonight, and all I can sit there and say is the whiskey sitting in the corner. It's a little sad. It's just kind of staring at me. And I'm telling you, don't worry. Eventually, we'll get to you, too. Just hold on a second, because we got to start it out the right way with martinis, right? I mean, shit, I should probably just start playing a bunch of Richard Cheese tunes now because we're already there with the martinis. But are we going to go ahead and start it off that way? I'm just wondering.
How about new?
Dude, I just got a quick question here, right? Well, first, we're going to go ahead and try and do this show at like half speed, maybe. I don't know. Probably not, because LP went ahead and picked up a cough or something. So it's probably either like the Delta freaking variant or the bubonic plague or like some fairy dust that got shit out that I snorted up, or I don't know, something happened. All of a sudden there's shit wreaking havoc in the back of my throat here. So, you know, if I die during the show, at least, you know, with martinis and stuff, I'll feel a lot better about it. But that being said, after that opening song, which I don't know where the hell that came from, it's like it takes a martini for you to realize just how bad that selection was to open a show up. And I'm just kind of sitting there thinking to myself, dude, hey, put the martini down next time. And let me tell you, pick a fucking song that isn't mbop, that's even like a pretty okay version of it. I mean, as good as it could possibly be. You know what I'm saying there? Because the whole world will be sitting there asking themselves, you know, a very important question. Dude, Jesus fucking Christ. I think they stole that from the Hansons. No, they covered it, right? So there's a very clear distinction, right, where, yes, you went ahead and played the whole song. You cut them like a little bit of royalty over there that says, yes, I didn't create this originally. I think it's the publishing fee. And then you effectively get to go ahead and keep the rest of it because it's a song that worked, and why not just do covers and make a shitload of money off of it? It's not a lot of work. I mean, it's basically what the movie industry does, right? Hey, you know that film that sucked and didn't do so well like 5 years ago? Or maybe a cult classic that everybody loves? Let's just go ahead and fuck it up and like re-release it so that way we don't have to pay a bunch of writers a bunch of money, do any of that sort of stuff, because you know something? I mean,
I like money.
And who doesn't? Who doesn't? It's easy peasy. But I'll tell you what, after that song, I'm like getting my perpetual Billy Idol sneer on. Not because I'm once again dancing with myself in the Jockulation studio and bug-in bomb shelter, but because it's going to be a wonderful night of terrible cover music with a pock pump twist. Hey, what can I say?
Woo!
But I'm pretty sure after the show I'm going to have to bathe because I'm going to feel a little bit filthy rolling around in the trash heap of things better left dead. But you know what? For tonight only, we can play Indiana Jones and the Forgotten Shit Pile of Bad Cover Tunes tonight. How's that? That sounds wonderful to me. So we'll just roll around in that shit, listen to LP rant and complain about a bunch of shit. You know, things like I always do, right? Things that everybody goes ahead and comes here for. Well, at least those of you that show up. But those of you that come here, which digress, right? I mean, what the fuck is going on with MSP Waves right now?
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, it's like Nancy Drew in the incredible case of the missing, not-so-social and somewhat less interactive broadcasting network. You know what I'm saying over here? I mean, has anyone fucking seen Orlev yet at all? Right, Bonehead's like, hey, are you going to, like, show up or are you just going to throw, like, stones and glass houses? Hey, Bonehead, here's a thought for you. Before you start bitching about, hey, LP, are you going to show up tonight? Maybe you should fucking show up too and not sit here and like create expectations. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. Everything's dying. Pretend it's okay. Yeah, well, you know, there's a new Delta variant found in Canada called Delta EH. Well, you know something, PC? All I can say to you is, you know, I'm thinking between, like, Orlov, Ron, making stuff, and McGee. I mean, at this rate, we could probably get, like, a group rate for fucking for some missing person notices on the back of milk cartons in a grocery store. Or, like, a landfill in a Superfund site where they bury dead bodies near you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, holy fucking shit. Sure, yeah, stones, glass houses, Mr. Consistency, I am. I'll tell you what I'm good at. I'm exceptionally good at being consistent on my podcast, right? You know, the live stream, however, maybe not so much, but I'll tell you what. Going ahead and throwing the stones in glass houses, I'm exceptionally good at that part because it's like a God-given freaking gift. You know what I'm saying? What can I say? What would I like to do? I'd love to do this shit full-time, but there's always some asshole looking for money from me to go ahead and pay a few bills or something like that.
I like money.
So until somebody actually goes ahead and decides, hey, LP, we'd like you to do this full-time. We'd like to support you. We're going to have to go ahead and just make it work. You know what I'm saying? Just make it work as best as we can. But I'll tell you what, like this week, what wound up happening? I'm sitting there minding my own business, click, click, clicking away at the day job. All of a sudden, I get this, like, alert that shows up on my phone, right? Can they go ahead and actually, yeah, calm your tits. I'll be here in a minute. I'm on Clubhouse right now. See what I tell you? I should have gone ahead and just moved this show over to Clubhouse because, I mean, is there anybody over here, Carlos, that's sitting over on?
No.
Yeah, probably not. But those of you that show up over here, we love you. We love you very much. So I was minding my own business. Sitting over there, click-clicking away at work, and what the hell happens? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get this fucking Amber Alert, and I'm thinking, okay, it's an abducted child somewhere or whatever. Can I go ahead and do my part and probably help out? Probably not, but I'll go ahead and take a look at the Amber Alert anyway. And this Amber Alert comes through, and it's like, uh-oh, those of you that are in Englewood, which I wasn't at the time, but I got the alert anyways, as did every fucking person in Colorado. Because do they know how the fucking Amber Alert system works properly? I'm just wondering. Fuck no. Why would they go ahead and do that? So I get this Amber Alert, and it basically says, hey, guess what? We found some E. coli inside the water well. I'm just kind of like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Who's shitting the water well that we're drinking out of over here? I mean, what the fuck happened? So apparently, E. coli has contaminated the water well, so all of a sudden, Amar's on the phone to me furiously. Hey, we can't go ahead and drink any of the water here, man. You're going to have to go get us some purified water. We're going to have to, like, boil water. We're going to have to do a bunch of this shit. I'm like, fuck. So I go home. I'm, like, dying of parched thirst over here because it didn't compute in my mind that I wasn't in Englewood, right? I mean, who the fuck looks at a map or really knows what county they're in most of the time? Does LP know what the fuck he's
doing? How about you?
No. So I was like, okay, probably what happens is some of that water contaminated some of the water in my county and all that sort of shit. Whatever. Go to sleep and I'm fucking parched, dehydrated. I'm going to wake up like this desiccated fucking mummy in my bed. I wake up and I'm like, let me go see if this shit's fucking done because I'm ready to drink some water. And if I don't, I'm just going to be sitting here like hammering down Perrier or something. I don't know. And so I look and I'm like, hey, look, there's an interactive map on here. Oh, look at that. The contamination site is nowhere fucking near where I'm at. And I'm like, I fucking hate you people. You understand me?
Fuck you fucking fuckers.
So let me tell you something, people of Englewood, you asshole that's sitting over there punching the buttons on the fucking Amber Alert. Can you please take 5 fucking minutes to read the goddamn manual about how that works before you start firing off like warnings to everybody in the state of fucking Colorado that their water is contaminated with E. coli? I'm just asking for a friend.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not gonna write this shit down.
But that's okay. You don't really have to do your job well. You just gotta have seniority. And if you have managed to fuck up and stay on longer than the other person, it's okay, man. In government, you'll get promoted because you have stuck it out. You know what I'm saying? It's not about fucking quality and stuff like that. And just as I'm going ahead and reading this shit over here, you know, about this fucking shit, I come across the latest TikTok trend, kids, which probably would have helped out a whole bunch a lot. Apparently nowadays what winds up happening is the kids over on TikTok are all about freezing honey and eating it so that they can shit their brains out in an uncontrollable diarrhea. And I just have to ask myself, dude, if you wanted that, all you had to do was drink some of the fucking water from over in Englewood, Colorado. Dude, I could bottle it up for you. I could sell it to you immediately, if not sooner. No problem, man. I'll make sure that you're shitting in your pants for days, all right? And I've got an entrepreneurial spirit about it.
You.
And that way we can go ahead and sit there and put up our fantastic, wonderful shit that's going on over in TikTok. So people are filling up water bottles with the golden goo, freezing them, squeezing the honey out of the mouth of the bottle in semi-solidified cylinders, then taking giant bites of the shit like taffy. The news reports say that this trend may be giving people, like, explosive diarrhea. TikTok users are indeed reporting that in large amounts of honey are indeed causing gut-churning issues. You know what I mean? While it's not quite clear where this current wave of the trend begins, frozen honey has been part of an ASMR video for some time now. Apparently, some people find the sound of others eating it to be relaxing, and I'm like, hey, are we one of those people?
How about you?
Of course not. But whatever, man. Hey, listen, if you're going to go down that road and you're going to be fucking crazy, why don't you just go with some salt licks, or I got a better one. If you're going to sit there and actually, don't worry, the shitty stories are coming, Bonehead. Let's just say I was inspired by visiting your Off the Rails night where we had a Sasquatch discussion. It's coming soon. I'm just thinking to myself, if you're going to go ahead and go down the road of effectively, like, chewing away on some frozen fucking honey so that you can go ahead and enjoy the explosive diarrhea challenge while doing ASMR videos, bro, why don't you just break out, like, the salt lick and just kind of across the board? Or maybe I got another one. How about the ASMR licking postage stamps one by one for a mass mailing ASMR? I mean, that sounds like a fucking fantastic idea. We could do that shit, take it up, you know, do that shit right over at the post office, like between your mass shooting ASMR videos that you go ahead and put up there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what? Too soon? I'm sorry, but why go ahead and go down that road, right? We're sitting here, I'm thinking I got to stack up on water. And when I'm stacking up on water, thinking about it, as they're telling me that somebody shit over in the water well, now we got E. coli in there, what happens? Well, Google has done such a wonderful job listening in on every fucking thing that I own that it's sitting there going, oh, look at that Amber Alert. Let me go ahead and be helpful and give an article that might help out. Like this one about the bitch that drank the psychedelic water that's going viral on TikTok and how she felt her anxiety go melt away. I mean,
what the fuck?
So apparently, I'd be asking myself, hey, psychedelic water, that'd be cool. Great way to go ahead and kill some time and shit like that. Well, it's not quite what we think it is. Psychedelic water is a lightly carbonated herbal drink that's advertised as the first legal psychedelic mild mood-boosting hangover-free fun. The drink contains kava root, damiana leaf, I guess, and green tea leaf extract. And, you know, of course,
what
the fuck? Bro, what's up with all these fucking crazy herbs and shit like that that somebody went ahead and ripped out of the garden the other day? Like, wow, look at these weeds growing over here. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's make a carbonated psychedelic drink. Let's be entrepreneurial about it, right? Well, you're probably asking yourself, what the fuck does all this stuff do? Good question. So apparently, kava contains substances called kavapyrones. They act very much like alcohol in your brain, making you feel calm, relaxed, and happy. The plant is also thought to relieve pain, prevent seizures, and relax muscles. Okay, so basically it mellows you out. That's cool. So what is this Damiana? Well, people use Damiana for a slight high as an aphrodisiac to treat stomach complaints or for other conditions, but there's no good scientific evidence to support its use. So then I start asking myself, okay, I got that, right? We got the relaxant here. We got the other stuff to keep your tummy in check from all the stuff that's going on. What the fuck is the green tea extract for, right? And so, green tea extract, when you think about it, it's kind of like the kale of, like, herbal supplements or, like, the artificial meat filler of hot dogs and Vienna sausages. You know, it's not got any real purpose, but it's there to go ahead and make it seem as though you're getting more than what you're actually paying for. Because, I mean, what the fuck? Does anybody know what the fuck green tea extract actually does? I mean,
No.
And I'm not talking about, oh, well, you know, he'll pee over on this herbalist site. They went ahead and said that this green tea extract actually gives you like a Viagra-like hard on and blah, 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 blah. No, I'm not asking for that. Like, give me some scientific rationality, right? It's probably like, hey, you know, yeah, it's got antioxidants. Vitamin C's got antioxidants. You want to know something? I'm sure that if you were sitting there huffing on people's farts, you'd be getting antioxidants. Everything nowadays got fucking antioxidants. So green tea's got antioxidants. I don't think that's what it's for. I think the green tea exists to go ahead and cover up the taste of ass that all these herbs are going to go ahead and put in there. That's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, they're probably going to go ahead and charge me like $20 for one of these things. So basically, instead of like spending $20 per can of psychedelic water, right, I started to think maybe what we could do ain't good for your liver. No, that's a lie. You know what's good for your liver? Whiskey. Whiskey's good for everything. That's what I'm saying. And I'm going to stick to that. So at any rate, like I was saying, so instead of like spending this $20 per can of this psychedelic water nonsense, what I got from this was you could effectively lick the venom from bufo toads, wash it down with some poppers and some Viagra with Pepto, and you'll get the same basic effect. That's what I took from this article. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was getting from this article. So in the event that you're interested, go get some psychedelic water out there just in the event that you too get some fucking random, alert off of a Amber Alert over there about, hey, guess what? We poisoned your water supply because somebody shit in the well the other day. And then you two can be prepared. You'll be relaxed. You'll be happy. All kinds of stuff. And you know what? Maybe you two will go experience the nearly dead Ric Flair in your head saying everything is fine. Everything is fine. So at any rate, or dandelions. Dude, I got so many fucking dandelions. I could go ahead and send some to you for free, Bonehead. No problem. I got that covered. You don't need to go buy pills. Just come to my backyard and pick some out. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, speaking of what we were talking about earlier there, Bonehead, so this past, like, Saturday, I managed to make it to Bonehead's show. It was the Off the Rails show, right, over on Loud and Proud. And I'm sitting there trying to go ahead, be respectful, not say anything. And Bonehead's like, dude, you know, you can get on the mic. And I'm like, all right, so we'll go ahead and we'll start talking. So somehow it gets to the subject of the Bigfoot. So apparently, according to what I'm understanding, right, there was some conversation about it, but I was explaining to him about a trip that I took and a little factoid. Over here in Colorado, we apparently have the largest Bigfoot society in North America. So they all live over in one, they all live, that sounds pretty freaking terrible. All these freakazoids live over in one particular part of Colorado. They got like a Bigfoot lodge out there. And I went ahead and told the world about my Bigfoot experience thing, going over to the museum and gas station over there. If you're interested in what it is, go check out an earlier episode. I'm not going to get into it here. But the point of the matter is, after we went ahead and talked about that, again, Google thought it would be funny to go ahead and, I don't know, listen in on what I was saying and decided to share an important story with me. Apparently, Steve-O from Jackass is now asking men to donate their pubes so he can make a Sasquatch suit out of them. So the 47-year-old Jackass star put out a plea for a, quote, massive quantity of pubes and body hair so he can add it to the collection he's been building for 2 years and eventually create his very own Bigfoot-style costume.
I mean, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. This shit tickles me. At any rate, we got to get serious about this, LP. Get back to the show here. Stop
Did
laughing.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
So apparently Steve-O wrote, quote, I've been shaving and saving my pubes and body hair for over 2 years with the goal of making myself a Sasquatch suit.
I mean, what the fuck?
Let me just say that again. I've been shaving and saving my pubes and body hair for over 2 years with the goal of making myself a Sasquatch suit. Since I need such a massive quantity, I'm having a meetup in Carlsbad, California, for dudes who are sporting lots of pubic hair to shave and save for my suit. For more about this project, hit the link in my bio. P.S. Everyone needs to bring their own hair clippers tomorrow, and they must be dudes with lots of pubic hair. Sorry, ladies.
How dare you?
Oh, my God. In a clip, YouTube Steve, in a clip on YouTube, Steve-O explained that he's only managed to save one sandwich bag full of his own pubes and body hair over the past years, or 2 years. So he's realized it's a bigger task than previously thought.
I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. I mean, couldn't you just think about this, right? As I'm reading that whole thing that he wrote, that wonderful little piece of work up there, I mean, couldn't you just hear the remake of the song, like, We Are the World, as Steve-O was sharing his dream? You know what I'm saying? It just does everything to pull on the heartstrings.
You
know? I mean, so basically, right, when you think about it, everybody's got a dream. Everybody does. And it was so awesome of Steve-O to go ahead and share his dream, however fucking weird it is. And I mean, guys, gentlemen, we have to go ahead and sit there and absolutely go ahead, come together for this. That didn't sound good, did it? We have to unite together as one great, big, hairy forest. I don't know, man. I can't help you out with Steve-O. I'm sorry. No matter where I go with this, it's just not going in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? So you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to take a break so I can think about this. All right, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Attaché of the Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Let's enjoy some more terrible, terrible cover bands or cover band interpretation, whatever the fuck you want to call it, covers of music with a punk pop twist. I'm LP Faust, your host. Can I get my tongue working here? Hold on a minute. All right, here we go. I'm LP Faust, your host, Cultural Attaché of the Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. So you got to be careful over there, anarchists, because what will happen is if you start waving too much like that, we're going to think you're like one of the bots, and then the next thing you know, we're going to be ignoring you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Attaché of the Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show. We got a circle of intimacy kind of growing over here, which is great.
One of us, okay? That's one of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us.
So, like, all of a sudden, this past day, you know, my AMR is very much into, like, astrology and all that sort of stuff. And once upon a time, I was over at a show where we had somebody who did a whole lot of astrology sort of stuff. So she decides she's going to go ahead and forward something to me. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel seen or if I feel insulted, but it goes something like this, right? Seeing as I'm a Sagittarius, and it's the signs at school. And I looked at this shit, and I'm like, you know what's funny about this? Is I actually did something very much like this over at school when I was younger. Only I didn't use a Danny DeVito picture. I just used something else. So I was just kind of like, either I'm being seen or called out or I don't know what. But there you go, man. Everything that you could possibly imagine, want, wish, or imagine for when it comes to a Sagittarius. You know what I'm saying? All right, kids. I mean, there'll be tests on it later.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
But listen, we're cultural stuff here, right? We're doing all the important things in life. We're looking after everybody over there. In fact, the people we've got to look out for, fellas, since you comprise 75% of my audience, allegedly, at least according to Anchor, I thought what we'd do is we'd go ahead and talk about some men's sexual health here for a second, because according to a study, men should ejaculate about 21 times per month to protect against prostate cancer is what they're saying. So apparently what winds up happening here is there's a study that was published named European Urology, and it indicated that high levels of sexual activity can reduce the risk of contracting prostate cancer. And we all want to go ahead and make sure that we don't get like a walnut growing down over in our taint like that, because it would be incredibly painful and could potentially kill us. And I mean, are we sitting here thinking for a second, maybe an ounce of prevention will go ahead and prevent this terrible, terrible thing from happening? Absolutely, man. So 21 times, man, bonehead, it said at least. Remember, follow the grammar, at least 21 times per month, okay? So that being said, the study observed the sexual habits of 32,000 men, and in conclusion determined that those with a higher rate of ejaculation were less likely to have prostate tumors. And so, gentlemen, quote, we found that men reporting higher compared to lower ejaculatory frequency in adulthood were less likely to be subsequently diagnosed with prostate cancer. This large prospective study provides the strongest evidence to date of a beneficial role of ejaculation in the prevention of prostate cancer. So, ladies, if you want your man to go ahead and live a long and healthy life, 21 ejaculations a month is very difficult for a man alone to accomplish, right? Semen retention is spiritually important. Get out of here with that shit. No, man, it's bad, right? Keep that stuff inside. It'll poison you. See? The report even says so, Gabriel. It says that if you go ahead and retain your semen, you're going to go ahead and get a tumor that's going to make your freaking prostate grow to the size of a basketball in your taint. And you know something, aside from not being able to sit down and having like a third ball like E.T. over here, let me tell you something, man, it'll kill you. So semen retention is a bad thing. It's very bad. We've got to go ahead and make sure that that semen, that evil fucking semen, gets out of there. So then that way we can live a long, fruitful, and healthy life, and we'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? And on the flip side, ladies, I know you think that I'm forgetting all about you. We've got to go ahead and make sure that we cover important sexual health things over there and ask you guys, what in the hell? Why do you hate yourself so much? Because a sexologist says that 20% of women don't masturbate and explains why they should. Listen. There's not a guy in here that I could imagine that would sit there and say, I don't want my woman to come, right? I can't imagine a single man sitting there saying, hey, that orgasm you're having, it offends me. You know what I'm saying? No, not
How
even
dare
once.
You?
Why is it always pink? Because it's sexist. There you
How
go.
Dare you?
Just for you, Nine. How about that one, okay? At any rate, May was International Masturbation Month. Damn it. I didn't know that. Now I know it. So, May, we're going to have to go ahead and cover this next year. That, you know, it's International Masturbation Month, so that means four shows on masturbation, orgasms, all the important shit in life, things that everybody cares about. So, apparently, this genius sex therapist, Isaiah McKimmy, I don't know, sounds like a dude talking about, like, women's orgasms. Sounds like a fucking expert to me. You know what I'm saying?
At any rate,
Isaiah claimed that masturbation has been decided in cave paintings and is documented by the Greeks and Romans. However, only one in four women practice it regularly, and many of Isaiah's clients have admitted they don't know how to. I'm going to stop right there. How in the fuck do you become like a female masturbation expert sex therapist with like boatloads of clients, right? Doesn't that kind of sound like the guy who's the awkward incel that can't seem to go ahead and find a date, talking about the loads of women that he sleeps with all the time? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I'm just saying, man. But let's go down this fairy tale rabbit hole, right? And let's see where it fucking goes to. All right. So at any rate, speaking to whatever he says, and they refer to him as the expert, which do we think for a second that he's a fucking expert?
How about no?
Okay. While masturbation is completely normal and natural human behavior, recognized in almost every culture on Earth, there's still an immense taboo surrounding the practice, especially for women. No shit, Sherlock. Male masturbation has been spoken of and depicted on screen. Remember that famous apple pie? There's something about Mary hair gel scene? Far more than female masturbation, which has been largely kept in the dark. They noted that there's a number of cultural myths which push the idea that women have lower sex drives and blah, 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 and bullshit and bullshit. Ladies, listen, we're here for you. We're here to help. You know, it's the important things in life. We've got to go ahead and take care of one another, right? And I just lost my freaking thingy over here. Because apparently, according to research over here and all that sort of stuff, it turns out that masturbation as a whole is good for both sexes. And let me see if I can find that in my history real quick, blah, blah, blah. Oh, here we go. Why? Because in this day and age of this terrible, hideous fucking disease, right? It turns out that apparently masturbation might actually boost your immune system to help fight COVID. And this is an important thing for all of us to go ahead and consider. So those 20% of the holdouts over there, females, ladies, let me tell you, there's no shame in masturbation. None whatsoever. Trust me, we're watching. We know. But that being said, more importantly, this is not only about sexual health. This is about health. This is about preventative medicine. This is about preventative care. Taking the necessary steps to make sure that your immune system is ready to go to fight that COVID disease that's out there and potentially could go ahead and kill you. You're just doing everything you need to protect yourself. That's all. So apparently, people have been exploring ways to boost their immune system and with supplements, exercising, eating healthy and reducing stress, quitting smoking, you know, all those kinds of things that everybody goes ahead and tells us. Well, Jennifer Landa, a specialist in hormone therapy, has said masturbating might strengthen the body's natural immune forces. quote, masturbation can produce the right environment for a strengthened immune system. And you know what? We're all about that. You don't need the vaccine then. Exactly, Bonehead. Exactly. Think of it this way. It's an alternative, maybe. Hold on a second. I've got to caveat this the right way. In this wonderful day and age of, like, censorship and, you know, all that sort of shit here, right? I'm just waiting for, like, you know, my next group of ads, which I'm not running anymore, but ads to get pulled down because it's like, oh, he's giving fake advice about fucking COVID. Dude, I'm not a fucking doctor, all right? I'm not. So what I'm doing is I'm quoting from a reliable and reputable source here that I've documented right here, basically saying that masturbation can produce the right environment for a strengthened immune system. So to help combat these terrible, terrible COVID infections that are out there, killing young people, putting them in hospitals. Let me tell you, kids, what we've got to go ahead and do is you've got to go and masturbate a little bit more. And a gynecologist and an obstetrician who specializes in women's health, Dr. Felice Garish, said chronic masturbation might not prevent COVID, but it's or might not prevent COVID, but it's not going to create any harm. So what you've got to go ahead and do here is make sure there's the fine line that you follow, right? And what is that fine line? Masturbate, just don't chronically masturbate. Now, I don't know what the difference is because I'm not a qualified expert to be, you know, quoted by such reputable sources as, like, you know, freaking Elle Magazine, Cosmopolitan and stuff. But figure it out. Somewhere it's in there. It's like when Tony Stark is explaining to Spider-Man, you know, there's that fine line of don't do as much as me, but don't do, you know, do a lot, but don't do as much as I do. There's that fine line in there. It's like that with the chronic masturbation. And, you know, in these wonderful world of cultural issues and all that stuff, after we've sat there and had this conversation about all of these sorts of things, we've got a couple more things to go ahead and cover in the next part of this show. But I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Let's bring on a little bit more of those wonderful, wonderful, shitty covers we all love, love, love so much. APZ, I think you just dated yourself, dude. I'm just thinking to myself. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show, all that sort of stuff. You know, circle of intimacy and all that.
So okay, that's one of us. Google got one of us. We accept that one of us. Google got one of us.
Been a busy night talking about people shitting in water wells and masturbation being important to go ahead and fend off that COVID virus, talking about stupid shit happening on TikTok where people want explosive diarrhea while they eat some frozen honey, you know, all kinds of things like that, psychedelic water that's not so psychedelic, and you too can contribute your pubes and body hair to Steve-O's Sasquatch suit because we need more Bigfoot sightings, that's why. That's exactly what we need. But at any rate, kids, so there's some cultural trends we've got to go ahead and talk about. And, you know, there's some big things moving and shaking in the world, courtesy of TikTok, that fucking cultural trash heap repository over there. What kinds of wonderful things? We talk about beauty hacks an awful lot here. And the dumb shit that they do on TikTok to go ahead and help out the women, try and, like, you know, get their beauty hack going and getting their beauty treatments and all that shit at a fraction of the price while going ahead and enjoying the wonderful joys of natural selection. Well, we've also now got some male beauty hacks. So things that are going on that men should probably be aware of. It seems, gentlemen, we should be rocking the double mustache right now. So apparently there's a trend out there right now, which is the double mustache trend. And if you're not familiar with what it looks like, let me go ahead and give you a freaking picture to go ahead and take a look at. Get a close-up of this shit. So we've got some fantastic double mustaches that are going on out there. Apparently this is the latest and greatest. And if you're looking to go ahead and really rock it out, why go ahead and stop at a fucking double mustache when you can just go ahead and, you know, throw in the beard as well with it? Shit like that. So, ladies and gents, well, gents in particular, be sure to go ahead and get up on, you know, up to speed with that particular trend. And in the event that, you know, you're feeling like, it's not really fucking good for me, no problem. Think about this. If we could just go ahead and get Clay in here, he could go ahead and get himself ready to go ahead and have this brand new trend, the monkey tail beard. It's just as retarded as it sounds because, I mean, why on earth would there be any symmetry to your face when you could just go ahead and make it look like a monkey tail wrapping around your fucking face like that, Like, you got to.
How dare you?
Dude. So the beard literally looks like a monkey slapped you across the face with its tail and just left it there to tickle your upper lip. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, dude, come on now.
Fuck you fucking fuckers.
It starts with one sideburn that extends into your beard and wraps around the other side of your face to curl up and over under your mustache because that doesn't look fucking weird. You know what I'm saying? At first glance, his style could just look like he had a shaving accident, but an almost certain double take will show that it's pretty hilarious and cheeky beard style, which to that we think,
how
you know,
you?
No, it makes you look like a fucking idiot. And you know what? You can't just go ahead and, fellas, you can't just go ahead and use one of those fantastic fucking styles without making sure that you get the new Gucci tartan dress to go ahead and disrupt toxic male stereotypes for $2,600. It's just a drop in the bucket, and you too can go ahead, sport one of those fantastic freaking mustaches, or perhaps the monkey tail beard, along with this tartan dress for men to disrupt the toxic male stereotypes. So according to Gucci, they'd like to disrupt the toxic stereotypes that mold masculine gender identity. Well, according to the Italian luxury designer's website, the tartan cotton log smock shirt, which features a Peter Pan collar, mother of pearl buttons, and smock embroidery, inspired by grunge looks from the 90s, this tartan smock in delicate colors reflects the idea of fluidity, explored for the fall-winter 2020 fashion show, disrupting the toxic stereotypes that mold masculine gender identity. The contrast Peter Pan collar and smock embroidery on the front add a childhood-inspired element which covers to a recurrent theme of the collection. Blah, blah,
did
blah.
Did I make myself clear? Because I am not going to write this shit down.
I'm just saying, the moment I see our president, Joe Biden, sporting one of these fantastic freaking disrupt male stereotypes, you know, toxic male stereotypes, tartan dress from Gucci on TV, you know, giving like the address to the nation, that will maybe convince me I should rethink my wardrobe. But until such time, I'm just saying, hey, are we going to go ahead and rethink our wardrobe and our male toxic stereotypes over here?
How about you?
No, I don't think so, man. I think I'll go ahead and let somebody else be the freaking like standard bearer, blazing the trail away there, making sure to let the rest of us know what the path to enlightenment is. You know what I'm saying? Not for me. But I'll tell you what, ladies, I couldn't leave you out, right? Because, and gentlemen too, apparently what happens is you can't go out with any of this sort of stuff or anywhere without going ahead and dealing with teeth whitening lately, right? And it's always those dangerous fucking lasers and $1,600 to make your teeth pearly white and fucking unnaturally white at that. So much so that they're shockingly white when you go ahead and flash a smile. But, you know, that's like normal now. I guess what? We turn orange. We glue Solo cups with Gorilla Glue to our face. We go ahead and hammer in a couple of, like, units of Botox in our face with that, like, homemade gun that we covered several episodes back. I mean, what else is left to do but perhaps engage in going ahead and doing a little bit of bleaching? Not of your anus this time, but of your teeth at home, right? And why would you go over to a place and get some safe chemicals when you could just, I don't know, take a little bit of bleach, slap it inside there, maybe some hydrogen peroxide, or I don't know, maybe mix them both, and dab a little bit on your teeth here and there just to make sure that you got that beautiful, shockingly white smile that will go ahead and stun the living shit out of anyone who's going ahead and listening. You know what I'm saying? So apparently what winds up happening here is they have a trend in here where kids are going ahead and using 3% hydrogen peroxide and or bleach in order to go ahead and whiten their teeth. So the British Society of Dental Hygiene and Therapy told the newspaper, this latest TikTok craze with young adults using 3% hydrogen peroxide on a cotton bud could potentially cause harm to the teeth and gums. Claudia Snell posted a video of her using the chemical on her teeth and received more than 12.4 million views on the viral app. And I'm just asking myself, dude, maybe what I should do is just bring some people over here. Like, instead of doing my joculation thing, I'll just get like the best of the worst clips off of TikTok and just run the whole goddamn thing during the fucking show, get a whole bunch of views. Maybe people will actually go ahead and click that shit. Who in the hell knows? But in the short clip, she rubs hydrogen peroxide on her teeth with a cotton bud before revealing how much whiter they appear to be just 4 days later. Claudia claims the chemical can be bought for as little as, like, I don't know, $2.50 on eBay. So the London-based TikToker said, after learning that well-known whitening brands use a very high percentage of peroxide, I wanted to try it with a very low percentage as a mouth rinse, which is used with, like, customers at the dentist. But anyone thinking of trying this should always do their research like I did and make sure it's safe and sound. Dude, that sounds like something fucking fantastic off of, like, I don't know, a Natural Selection-inspired TikTok influencer video, if I do say so myself. So the moral of the story, yeah, Clorox is pretty cheap. You know what? It's even better when you inject it in your eyeballs, like that Bright Eye Challenge, Uncle Bonehead. I was just saying, you know, we covered that one, too. See, what we cover on this show is all the important culturally relevant movements that are happening out there. You know, explosive diarrhea from freaking frozen honey. You know, Bright Eye movements with people putting, like, Clorox and shit in their eyes. You know, bleaching your teeth. You know, all kinds of shit like that. The important shit is what we cover over here. I'm just saying. So, the moral of the story is, guys, get on that freaking monkey tail beard thing. Get your tartan out there. Brighten your teeth. You know what? Make yourself a great example for society out there. Go ahead and show the world that we're not toxically masculine. We're ready to go ahead and blend in whatever fucking way you want. Oh, my God, man. We're all going to die, but we don't have to worry because micropenises are going to take over by 2045 due to the plastics and on and on and on. And if you're wondering, LP, what in the fuck are you talking about? Hey, listen, go check out LP's podcast, Joculation. You can get it off of any major platform that you want. I think I'm up to about 20 episodes that are all up there. And all this stuff reaches back to those episodes. So what can I say? Go listen. Go check it out. We'll talk about it later. I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. You know, Bonehead, why even bother getting one of those massage guns when you could just get a shake weight? You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's the same goddamn thing. Just, you know, it'll go ahead and build up those forearm exercises. So then that way you can go ahead and make sure that you're hitting your minimum of 21, you know, ejaculations to keep that prostate healthy because, you know, after everything you've been through, you don't need another part falling off the car. You know what I'm saying there? All right, kids. Hey, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché, all that bullshit. This is usually my favorite part of the show. I'll tell you what I'm going to go ahead and do first. Something very important came to light in recent history here. Apparently what winds up happening is, seeing as how I'm over in Colorado, something wonderful, wonderful has happened. There's this cultural institution that has a lot of, like, memories and PTSD associated with it called Casa Bonita. And apparently the South Park creators now are going to go ahead and buy Casa Bonita. If you've ever watched South Park, you'll always see, like, Cartman and everybody racing out to go ahead and, like, do... Oh, Ron's on voice. Hey, Ron, you want to just take over the show? I'm just asking. They miss Clown World. We could just go ahead and have a Friday Clown World over here for you, Ron. You want to come on the air instead, Ron? I'll just go ahead and jump off. No? Come on. Going once. Going twice. At any rate, the South Park creators are actually going to go ahead and buy Casa Bonita. Now, if you don't know anything about Casa Bonita, which you should watch South Park and stuff like that, Casa Bonita is this terrible institution that's been around in Colorado, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's sort of like a mecca for Salmonella, and it's got a bunch of other, like, arcade games and shit like that to it that you can go to, and there's a show that's hosted by, like, the high school dive team or something like that. So if you ever go over there, like, Zagat's, when you look at Zagat's, it had it inside the Zagat's magazine as rated. But the only thing that they would rate is the sopapillas in there, because that was the only thing that didn't come out of the little orange window of institutional, like, Salmonella disgustingness. You know what I'm saying? Over in the corner over there. So, at any rate, they want to go ahead and buy this place, and it's a central piece inside of a lot of South Park episodes. And I was laughing because the first time I went there, that fucking dome where Cartman, when he goes on his field trip, he's like excited about Casa Bonita, and there's this one seating area that was underneath the dome by the waterfall. When I went there, I'm like, holy shit, it's real. Like the kids on the Lifesavers commercial, or no, the M&M's commercial when they freaking see Santa Claus. I was like, oh my God, it's fucking real. So at any rate, of course, you know, after I ate there, I probably had like, I don't know, explosive diarrhea for a few days and shit like that. Never went back again. And, you know, my daughter at that time, she was all of like, I don't know, 3 years old. And she looks at me and she says, Daddy, we never tell anybody that we love or take them over to Casa Bonita when they come and visit us. And I'm like, that's right, kiddo. We'll never go back there. But now that we've actually got like people that want to go ahead and change the food and are legit entities like the South Park creators who actually know what the authenticity of Colorado is, let me tell you, I have some high hopes for this fucking place. But at any rate, we'll have to see what winds up happening. Like, the video for those pants alone was just so fucking weird and causes all kinds of trauma and PTSD. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, looking at those pants, I'm like, oh my God, dude, are you
kidding? How about new?
Fucking no way, man. At any rate, who the ever wore stretchy pants? Well, superheroes. I mean, you know, male gymnasts, I guess. Whatever. You could sit there and do your floor exercise with those pants on. You know what I'm saying, Ingenuity? So then that way, you know, you don't have to worry. You just can do your deep squats. You can get your floor exercise going. And you know what? You can look slick and wonderful when your necktie and your freaking jacket and all that stuff and still manage to do those deep squats and not have to worry about shit ripping, I suppose. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, as it's creeping up your ass and giving you the atomic wedgie, you're whispering under your breath, you know, it's just like,
fuck you fucking fuckers!
And then you just, yeah. What in the ever-loving fuck? At any rate, man, I'm LP Faust, I'm your host, cultural attaché, all that nonsense. So we were talking about the explosive diarrhea episode and all that shit over at the, over at the Casa Bonita. Soon to be updated, hopefully, coming to a place close to you here in Colorado. But of course, you know, whenever you're having those moments where that gut is just churning, things aren't feeling good, we always reach for something to go ahead and help us out, you know. Some people go ahead and reach for a little Pepto, maybe some Imodium AD. But, you know, if you happen to be in China, what you wind up doing is you reach for an eel to shove up your ass. It's about 20 centimeters long. Just to make sure that it'll go ahead and free all that constipation up from your abdomen. You know what I'm saying over there?
What the fuck?
So apparently a Chinese man nearly died after allegedly inserting a wiggling 8-inch eel into his ass to treat his constipation. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Let me say that again. A Chinese man nearly died after inserting a wiggling 8-inch eel into his ass to treat his constipation. The live fish bit through the man's colon before getting stuck in his abdomen, doctors say. The unnamed patient claimed he decided to use the creature to solve his bowel problems after following a folk remedy. The doctors operated to remove the eel, which was still alive, but warned the man he could have died from hemolysis when red blood cells are destroyed, caused when bacteria from the large intestine reaches the abdomen. So, I mean, you know. We went ahead a few weeks back, talked about the boy who wanted to preserve a crayfish for his grandfather over in China, shoved a crayfish up his ass to go ahead and preserve it, had to go ahead and get that surgically removed. Now apparently folk remedies involve taking a freaking eel that's at least 8 inches long, shoving it up your ass to go ahead and, I don't know, somehow relieve the constipation, because that makes a whole lot of sense as we all just kind of sit here in the corner. And it's,
anybody having fun around here? Anybody think that this is popcorn time?
But you know something? Sometimes what happens is it's not just about the fact that you've got that churning and burning going on in your gut. Sometimes you're able to go ahead and do without those folk remedies like shoving an eel up your ass. But you're still left with all these terrible, fantastically horrific farts that just fill a room and permeate the area, and you can clear out an elevator in under 3 seconds. But no problem. No problem. LP is here to help, just like I always am. I'm here to go ahead and provide solutions to these everyday problems that plague everyone everywhere. So one of the first solutions that we've got is now apparently there are charcoal underwear pads that neutralize your fart smells. So I think we've all been in a situation where you'd rather lose complete consciousness rather than taking one more breath of someone's fart. Or have we not all been there at some point? Luckily, someone had enough of their spouse's flatulence and invented these ingenious charcoal underwear pads that neutralize the smell of the farts before they ever go ahead and leave the trousers of said fartee. So we have a wonderful, wonderful solution to this problem. So next time you're going to go to Casa Bonita and you're going to go ahead and have some of that fantastic nasty, ultimately what winds up happening is you just got to slap one of these charcoal underwear neutralizer pads so you can neutralize your fart. Think of it almost like a maxi pad for your gas, man. But, you know, sometimes there are people out there that actually have the sort of farts of death that just one pad alone can't seem to go ahead and handle. No problem. For those industrial moments where you've actually, like, I don't know, had like a bowl of broccoli, you just can't contain yourself. Or maybe you had a broccoli and refried bean burrito one of those days. Perhaps you're lactose intolerant and you just went ahead and decided to let it all go that day and threw a little bit of that fantastic, like, cheese on top of there. We understand the pain, fellas. We understand the pain. So that's why we've discovered something to help. Check out the Fart Vac. That's right, kids. The Fart Vac does exist. You can now fart without shame. No more pain while fighting nature and holding in gas. The Fart Vac is the world's first fart vacuum and filtering system. Using a hand-activated air pump and an activated carbon filter, the Fart Vac reduces the stench of flatulence. It's time to align norms and manners to what is healthy, the product description reads. So you jam a tube up your ass, and then you hand pump it out. And there you go, man. The Fart Vac to the rescue. The Fart Vac to the rescue. But you really what we have to do is stop persecuting. Stop judging. Normalize farting behavior. And if you're really smart, go ahead and make a living off of it, right? I mean, can somebody actually do that? Well, of course, a married mother of two is 48 claims. She makes $4,200 a month by selling videos of herself farting online. I'm just saying.
I mean, what the fuck?
No fart vac necessary. No neutralizing pads whatsoever. Just simply go ahead. Let nature take its course. Get $4,200 per month. You know, this is a far cry from that guy who sold his entire, like, NFT fart collection for $450 of himself, of him farting, I think it was every day for a month. I mean, that's cool. But this chick is making $4,200 a month. For people, she's got 300 OnlyFans followers who pay $4.99 a month to get access to her farting just for them live. I mean, that's wonderful. On top of that, she charges like $7 a minute for live shows. What in the fuck are we doing here? Hey, Bonehead, we could do a fart show. We could make a lot of money here. I'm just saying, something to think about, right? So there you go, kids. If you're sitting there asking yourself, what do we do? Remember, we covered the important topics here. If you're constipated, Chinese folk medicine says, shove an 8-inch eel up your ass. In the event that you're trying to go ahead and actually sit there and be like, I don't know, kind to those around you and you don't want to go ahead and let your farts of death out, we went ahead and showed you the charcoal underwear pads that go ahead and neutralize your fart stench. We also got the fart vacuum if you've got those industrial-sized fart needs like, I don't know, Qua might have after eating, like, a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos and some broccoli on the side. And in the event that none of that works, hell, just make some money, just like that woman. $4,200 a month? Dude, we need to start breaking out some fart videos. You know what I'm saying? Fart NFTs, fart videos, bring it all to daddy, right? All right, kids, I got to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. We're going to ease into Richard Cheese in this hour here. Well, I shouldn't say this hour, but this segment. And we got, like, I don't know, 30 minutes left to the show. So we'll see what we'll do right after that. So, kids, grab your smoking jacket. Get your martini. Let's go ahead and just bring out the sexy. Bring sexy back with some Richard Cheese. I guess I had to throw in just a little bit of, like, legit punk inside there. just to go ahead and break everything up over here, because it's like, oh my God, man, wall-to-wall stuff. Next thing you know, I'll be sitting here doing a Globocop kind of a show. And in fact, see, what winds up happening, kids, is I'm sitting here, been gone for a while. Must be one of those ropes. not quite. I was busy going ahead and doing some brainstorming. So what winds up happening is about 2 weeks back, I got into this conversation with Bonehead over in the O'Real chat room. And we were sitting there kind of talking back and forth, and it was just sort of like discussing about how I'm thinking things are going to go ahead and change a little bit with Joculation and all that stuff. And it sort of led to like last week's show, which was sort of like all of the worst possible selections of like music from all the genres of the different MSP Waves radio, like DJs and stuff like that. And it was absolutely fucking fantastic. And it's sort of like, thinking back to that reminded me something that was very important. I forgot to go ahead and play Quaz's song here. And no, he's not part of the team, but he deserves his own song. And we found one just for him. And here it is. It's from Mark Griffin. See, now when we hear that music, it's just, Qua, thanks for coming away from Clubhouse for about 5 seconds so you could go ahead and get your theme song over there. It was nice of you to go ahead and join us for a moment. So it got me to thinking, so this week was all about really, really terrible covers of of different bands and stuff like that, but with kind of a pop punk twist. And was it absolutely fucking terrible? Of course it was, which of course just went ahead and made me think about what next week's show is going to be. And it just kind of went ahead and made me think back to all of those wonderful days, those terrible fucking days of prom. And yes, we'll have to go ahead and have like a high school prom reunion kind of a thing next week here on Freakin' Joculation. Because why? Because we can't continue to go ahead and explore the good spectrum of music until we go to the exact opposite side of it and go, holy shit, I can't believe things were that fucking bad. So yes, kids, go ahead and bring out all of your terrible shit from last, 20, 80, 50 years ago, whatever the fuck it is. And let's go ahead and have a terrible high school prom reunion here next week. I know I'm going to be here all by myself, but let me go ahead and prep you ahead of time for all of that colon spasm inducing like freaking music. It'll be just absolutely great. I'm sure that Uncle Bonehead will want to play Modern Girl like 80 fucking times for that one, because he needs to go ahead and go back in time.
Once a beautiful Miss America married Mr. Right, had a little baby girl born on a stormy night. But that was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern girl.
All right, Uncle Bonehead, I can't do that shit. I mean, do we want to listen to all of Modern Girl? I mean, oh my God.
How about new?
That's just like fucking forever. It's like, we need some meatloaf. All right, hold on a second. Oh, shit. If we're going to fucking do, well, I can't do that. That's like 8 minutes long. Well, actually, I could. I've got like, it'll just take us like out of the show. I don't know, maybe. I'm going to have to think about that for a second. Hold on. I need some music while I think about that for a second. Right? I got to go ahead and have some good thinking music, something that'll go ahead and, like, let me figure out. Important music. All right. I got just the song. Hold on. Let me think about whether or not I want some meatloaf on here.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Our eyes get so red.
I can't do that shit either. Holy fuck. Not gonna happen. I know. Let's go ahead and talk about stories. So at any rate, I was sitting here totally amazed. Totally. No. Anything but that, LP. I know, man. Let me talk about the MacGyver move over at the Olympics. So check this shit out, right? You remember, kids, back over when the Olympics were going on, because I think they're like over or something like that now. Yes, no, maybe so, perhaps. At any rate, the Olympics are just about to be over, but if you recall, what they did was they gave all the athletes, they being the Japanese, like 150,000 rubbers that they could go ahead and take home. They were explicitly told you cannot sit here and actually use them in the Olympic Village, and of course, I bet that went over well, didn't it? I mean,
how about new?
As I understand, it wasn't actually fucking working. So apparently somebody went ahead and found a use for these rubbers that they weren't allowed to go ahead and use because, well, they were in the middle of like a big-ass freaking... Whoops, hold on. They were in the middle of a canoe race over in the Olympics, and some MacGyver went ahead and actually used those rubbers to repair a hole in their canoe while they were over at the Olympics because, oh my God, man, that's some fucking quick thinking. So it leads to a bunch of questions. One, what in the hell were you bringing a rubber to your competition for? I mean, what the fuck, man? Sex toys are brought along with contraception while you're shooting the rapids over in the fucking Olympics. But two, dude, that was some quick thinking. How in the hell did you actually rip that bag, that thing open, and unroll that thing with all that spermicide gel all over your hands, making shit slippery, and still manage to somehow complete your canoe slalom over there? I'm just saying, she should go ahead and actually win this shit just for the simple fact that there's not anybody else on this entire competition that and she won a bronze medal, by the way. She should get it upgraded to fucking gold just for participation. I'm just saying, they give tons of condoms for being in the Olympics. Let me tell you something, Clay. I had some coaches when I was back in the MMA days, and two of my coaches actually competed in several Olympics, one in boxing, one in wrestling. And I got to talking with my coach from wrestling, and the way that he explained it is he said, after the competition is done, if you go up on the rooftops, because there would be rooftop access to a lot of the buildings were covered in cigarette butts and rubbers everywhere, because the entire time for like 2 to 3 years, all you're focused on is winning the world events, winning the Olympic events, whatever the case may be, to get there. And once you finish, you have people who want to get laid that are in peak physical condition right at the moment. So there are shitloads of rubbers and cigarette butts everywhere. And both of them competed in, I think it was 3 different Olympic competitions. So my wrestling coach went to 4, I think. I think he went to Rio as well. So, yeah, they've had a little experience in it. So, yes, it is a tremendously huge fuckfest, which is why it's hilarious that they said, hey, none of that's going to be happening over here. And, of course, all the athletes said, of course, we'd never do anything like that, would we? I'm just saying.
How about new?
And then, of course, you know, the rooftop is covered in rubbers. And the people in Japan, the officials are like, get the fuck out of here. The minute you're done with your competition, I don't want you around here anymore, all right? Do you understand me? And then, of course, you know, everybody goes with some disappointment.
Aww.
And then they all got to go out the door and go home. So it's just, you know. Do they get medals for that, too? Apparently not, from what I'm understanding. But I'll tell you something. What you have to be very careful about, right? Nah, we'll save that for next week. I had an idea there, Bonehead, I was going to go with, but I'm like, nah, I think I'll save that one for next week. I have some fantastic stuff to go with the prom sort of theme of next week. It'll be fantastic. Don't want to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag yet, even though the setup was absolutely perfect. Look, I just stuck that landing. Oh, my God. See, he's going to go ahead with all these bad puns, hopefully go ahead and get us to turn on some more meatloaf. So then that way he can go ahead and listen to, you know, get some meatloaf before the end of the show here. Hold on a sec.
Once a beautiful Miss America married Mr. Right, had a little baby girl born.
Bonehead, I can't do Bat Out of Hell, because if I do that, then it's, like, never going to end. Because what, Bat Out of Hell, let me just take a look here. 9 minutes and 50 seconds. Dude, I don't even have that long. I've got maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes, something along those lines, something to that effect. All right, kids, so what did we do tonight? Well, we covered the spectrum. We covered the spectrum this evening. We talked about all kinds of stuff. We went ahead and discussed about how I'm going to kind of feel a little bit filthy and I got to go ahead and clean myself after this show. We talked about the fantastic, wonderful, what in the hell's going on with MSP moment, because it's like Nancy Drew in the incredible case of the missing, not so social and somewhat less interactive broadcasting network. We talked about, getting group rates on some missing persons ads on the back of milk cartons because we need a little bit of help here to get our DJs to come back and do all this sort of stuff. And yeah, you know, hey, listen, I understand. I'm Mr. Consistency over here throwing freaking stones in glass houses. But like I said, it's a God-given gift, right? And then, you know, all of us, I think, want to do this thing for free at some point, or for free. We want to go and do it for like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a job-like thing. But there's always some asshole looking for some money over there. And then, of course, we talked about how some dick went ahead and started fucking around with the Amber Alerts over here and concerned everybody about E. coli in the water well, which led LP to ask the wonderful idea of who's shit in the water well, right? We talked about the fantastic new TikTok challenge about eating frozen honey for some ASMR videos and explosive diarrhea that everybody's jumping in. We went and talked about psychedelic water, allegedly, that's going viral on TikTok. We discussed how really all you basically needed to do instead of buying that is you could just lick the venom from a bufo toad, wash it down with some poppers, Viagra, and Pepto, and you'll get the same basic effect, right? We went and talked about Steve-O asking men to donate their pubes so he can make a Sasquatch suit. So, kids, if you want to, you got to bring your own clippers, shave your freaking body hair, all the pubes, and just to let you know the challenge that he's facing, in 2 years, he only managed to collect one sandwich bag worth of pubes and hair for his Sasquatch suit. So, kids, the challenge is fucking real. And then we went on to talk about masturbation, about how it's healthy, about how men are going to need to go ahead and combat, prostate cancer. They've got to go ahead and ejaculate at least 21 times per month. We went ahead and talked about that terrible deficit that's out there. Ladies, 20% of you not going ahead and actually getting your rub out, getting your rub out, listen to me, getting your freaking orgasm. Terrible, terrible thing. All this shame around masturbation. Then we learned that both sexes really need some masturbation because it's going to help us combat this COVID disease. We can win COVID if only we go ahead and actually get some masturbation happening. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this Chinese dude that went ahead and shoved an 8-inch eel up his ass to go ahead and try and cure his constipation problem that he had. We talked about how upset stomachs and stuff like that can be a real, yeah, masturbation can stop COVID. It's real. Orgasms, bonehead, orgasms can stop COVID. Let's just not go ahead and pigeonhole it into the masturbation can, right? Orgasms can stop COVID. You too can do your part to prevent COVID infection, right? So at any rate, we had this Chinese guy that had some constipation, felt the need to go ahead and use apparently some sort of local remedy, a folk remedy, and took an 8-inch eel and shoved it straight up his ass. And just like, oh my God, dude.
I mean, what the fuck?
And of course, it went ahead and chewed through his colon and he almost died. But unfortunately, natural selection lost in that one. So we'll have this continue and go on, because I'm sure at some point in life when one of his kids is all backed up and is a little constipated, he'll just go ahead, give him the knowing glance, the gentle nod, walk over to the ocean and grab the biggest eel he can find and jam it up his kid's ass too. And eventually, maybe at some point, we'll stop polluting the gene pool. But then we discussed about how sometimes you can get that uncomfortable feeling in your belly. You're sitting there and, of course, gas comes out because you're combating all kinds of things. You're trying to go ahead and get that shit out of you. You can't quite make it happen. And then what do you got to do? You're starting to fart. So we came up with some fantastic ideas, found some wonderful products to help go ahead and take care of this. We have the charcoal underwear pads that neutralize your fart smells. And in the event that you have some industrial-sized freaking stuff that makes people's eyes water and their eyebrows curl, no problem. We got you covered, too. We've basically got the fart vacuum. That's right. Just shove a hose up your ass. Start using your little hand pump over there. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, instant relief. And you don't have to worry about going ahead and letting your flatulence go ahead and kill and gas everybody around you. Fantastic solutions. Very affordable. Very practical. And, of course, if you can't go ahead and get that done, then effectively what you could do is you could turn around and do exactly what a married mother of two who's 48 is doing when she's making videos, making $4,200 a month, just farting online. And you know something? She even follows a special diet to help her performance. So you too could go ahead and pick up this thing, eat as much like cruciferous vegetables as possible, with maybe a couple of legumes on the side. Dude, you could go ahead and do this. Just get a little cheese, get some freaking broccoli, throw in a couple of refried beans. You're good to go. I mean, just, you know what you could do? You could go straight over to Swoop, ask him for some advice, because I'm sure with a dude that goes ahead and suns his taint the way he does, probably got a little bit of sunburn and all that for his vitamin D. What you could do, kids, is you could just go to him, get a little advice about how to do this. He's a big OnlyFans guy. She's on OnlyFans. She's getting people to pay $4.99 a month so that she can go ahead and do some flatulence camming. And ultimately, you know, oh, her exclusive bottom burping content.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, I got to steal that freaking thing. Bottom burping. Dude, I didn't fart. I bottom burped. What the fuck is that? At any rate. Hey, you're fucking up the recap there, LP. I know. So you can go ahead and do that. She's also going ahead for $7 per minute, doing some special farting videos live just for you. I shouldn't call him Bob. I eat a lot of salad, asparagus, and avocados. Bro, let me tell you something. Oh, I also eat lots of Mexican food. That's racist as fuck. Oh, one of my favorites is coleslaw and baked beans mixed together. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, what the fuck?
Coleslaw. Could you eat a little bit of mayonnaise? God damn. At any rate, where was I? Yeah, so just go ahead and talk to Swoop about this sort of stuff. From what I understand, he's an expert. Maybe you'll get some, like, perennium sunning tips, you know, so you two can sun your taint. Maybe not burn it. Grab a little bit of... Eat a lot of Mexican what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what? Hey, Clay, I'll tell you what. Here, just go ahead and read for yourself, because I wouldn't want to misquote anybody. Her custom clips cost a thundering $7 per minute. Yeah, that's not wordplay at all, right? At any rate. So you could go ahead and do that. Get some advice from Swoop about that sort of stuff. I'm sure he could help you out with that. Go ahead and set up your own, like, flatulence videos. And then we talked about this fantastic athlete, a true hero, one that went ahead and MacGyvered the shit out of her canoe with the rubbers that they went ahead and gave all the elite athletes over at the Olympics. Don't use them for fucking. That would be bad. But she could go ahead and use them to repair her canoe as she was doing her slalom. And she won a bronze medal. And I am still confused at how in the hell do you sit there and rip that package open, unroll that rubber, apply it to said hole, and still manage to get through your slalom course? I mean, to me, that is a true fucking hero. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa!
Nearly dead Ric Flair agrees. And you know, hey, what can I say? She's not going to be bringing home her 150,000 condoms, hopefully, I think. I don't know. Who knows? And then, of course, we talked about what's coming up next. Kids, next week we're going to go ahead and have a terrible, terrible prom week is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and revisit it. I got to come up with a name for that particular show. Not to mention, I've got to dig into only the worst prom music that we could possibly find. Only the worst stuff that could possibly be. And what you got to do is break out that terrible dress from ages ago. Hope to God you can squeeze into it. Fellas, if you've got a tux or a suit, you know, make yourself look like a trussed up turkey. Be sure to wear your monkey tail beard, as we talked about earlier in the show, or your double freaking, like, your double mustache to go with that, because only those kinds of things, only the most stylish and offensive things can possibly happen. Oh, I'm feeling like lots of Richard Cheese. I can just feel my colon spasming already with the thought of what this is going to be. Means it'll be a great show. All right, kids, that's all there is tonight. There is no more. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. I want to thank everybody for coming out that came out this evening. For those of you that are listening on the recording, couldn't make it, thanks for listening on the recording. You can always go ahead and check out the Joculation Podcast over on Anchor, Spotify, O-Reel, any of the major platforms where you can go ahead and listen to any sort of podcasting. Go check stuff out over there. I'll be back next week. We'll talk about, we'll have fun at our terrible prom thing. And that's all there is, kids. As William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage as we strut and fret across the stage of life. Always be sure to ask yourself, why watch the show when you can be the show? I'm LP Faust checking out. Take care, kids. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.